36. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Burping. Manly. We'll take a full energy forecast here in just a little bit. Right now, let's do some rock news.
Here's your Plan B morning show rock news with Brock and Hunter.
Some rock news quick hits. Ooh, a lot of Tool stuff happening, Hunter. I think we're going to see a new album.
Yeah.
I think we're going to see it. Tool have added 7 headlining shows around their spring festival dates. They run from May 7th in Birmingham, Alabama, through May 17th in Des Moines, Iowa. It will be happening there, 10 days. Tickets go on sale Friday. With Kiss performing in Cleveland Sunday, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is hosting a Kiss weekend with special screenings of the band's induction ceremony and free plays on the Kiss pinball machine that is in display in the museum.
Let's have a friendly, fun bet.
You know, I've never, what?
I bet before the album is released, something happens.
Are you talking about Tool? I'm talking about Kiss now.
Well, I was talking about Tool, yeah. You moved on to Kiss. Sorry, I was thinking about our bet. I don't listen to your rock news. So let's do a bet. You want to do a bet?
Sure. What's the bet?
All right, the bet is if something happens before that album comes out, I win the bet. If it's clean and the album comes out when they say it's going to come out, you win.
So, but we haven't had an exact release date yet.
So when the release date is released.
So if they actually say, but what do they say? It'll be out sometime in April. Or it'll be out sometime in May.
Then we'll say sometime in May. Then.
Okay, so it could be any time. It could be May 31st.
Yep. Whatever they say.
All right, perfect. Okay, so you're betting that it won't happen.
Not that it's not going to happen. That something's going to happen.
Something's going to happen. And
you're like,
moved.
Oh, sorry guys, we got to move it back 4 years.
Okay,
you know something's going to happen, and I'm going to win this bet.
Which that's the other thing too. Is it move it back or we got to move it forward?
It should be move it forward,
but shouldn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I would say, oh, it got pushed back. Oh, it got pushed back.
So what had already happened?
Yeah, exactly.
You don't know. It got pushed forward.
Stupid, stupid English language. Okay, what are we betting?
I don't know. Money? How much money?
I'll bet you that if they do release it, you have to listen to the album for 24 hours straight, nonstop.
Oh, God. God.
No breaks.
No breaks,
nothing.
Huh?
I'm going to buy you a Walkman. And so, you have to listen to it.
So what you're saying is I can get through like 4 songs.
It's a great album. I didn't have enough time in the day to finish it.
Yeah.
All right. That's
I like that. I like that. If I win, you owe me $20.
$20. Sounds good. All right. Lastly, in your rock news, I'm moving on to a news story. Anything else you want to say about Tool or Kiss?
No, I'm good.
Perfect. Ivan Moody of Five Finger Death Punch. This is a great story. He marked 1 year of sobriety on Sunday. Nicely done, man. He celebrated in a couple very different ways. On Sunday, he posted a video on Instagram where he's holding a cake that marks the occasion and has one of the band's album covers and the sign saying Sober Knuckleheads on it. Then on Monday morning, in 2 different Instagram posts, he covered a visit to the Trip Ink Tattoo Company in Las Vegas on Sunday where he got a large phoenix tattooed on his face. And then he got another tattoo. So that's, either way, 1 year sober. I mean, I remember distinctly talking about, you know, him leaving the stage or the band walking off the stage. So he's definitely come much farther.
People
were worried about the band. They even thought about bringing in a replacement singer, the lead singer of Bad Wolves. He did
for a little bit.
He did like 1 or 2 shows. Then Ivan's like, no. So my band, I'm doing it, got sober, and I'm really happy for the guy.
Been sober for a year, huh?
For a year, man.
He's cured.
Yeah?
No. He can drink again.
No, that's not. Why do we celebrate? Let's go get some beers. No.
No,
don't. I don't want you at my intervention. You are going to be horrible at that. That's your rock news. We'll be back.